WHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. July has been deadly so far. At least 21 people were killed in mass shootings across the country. One of them was in Philadelphia. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports.
Family members and community leaders gathered to mourn. 31-year-old Joseph Wama loved art.
I really love him. And the fact that you did this to us, like, for your own agenda, for your own reason, it's just really pissing me off.
The city of Philadelphia filed a lawsuit against some of the largest suppliers of ghost guns and ghost gun kits, which describes that type of untraceable weapon that the shooter was carrying.
A tragic end in the search for a 2-year-old girl from Lansing, Michigan. Police Chief Ellery Sosby says Winter Colesmith's body was found in Detroit.
Right now our hearts are with the family of Winter Colesmith. We saw a community show endless amount of support and assistance and help finding Winter, and now we need the same support and love for the family as they grieve.
The suspect is in custody. He is the former boyfriend of Smith's mother. Independence Day was hot. In fact, Tuesday set a new unofficial world record for the hottest day ever.
The global average temperature reached 62.9 degrees Fahrenheit, the latest in a series of climate change extremes that alarm but don't surprise scientists. John Foley is the executive director of Project Drawdown.
Over the decades, we're now kind of getting outside the realm of anything we've really seen before.
Foley says this year's natural El Nino warming of the Pacific will combine with human-caused climate change from the burning of coal, oil, and gas.
So it's kind of a 1-2 punch.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
New info about the man involved in the attack on the Capitol, who was also recently arrested near former President Obama's home in Washington. Our Scott McFarlane with details.
Prosecutors argued Toronto also made a threat to the office of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy late last month. In the current case, Toronto has not yet entered a plea, but he's back in court because prosecutors want him jailed until trial.
An Iowa man's about to set a world record. Aaron Bartholomew claims to have 70,000 wooden pencils. Does he have a favorite?
I don't know that you can pick a favorite when you've got 70,000 of something. It's just a neat way to kind of preserve the history.
The American Pencil Collector Society's counting them to see if he made it to the Guinness World Record book. JetBlue is picking Spirit over American. The airline won't appeal a judge's ruling against its partnership with American Airlines, effectively dropping the deal. JetBlue hopes that will convince the federal government to let it buy Spirit. A federal judge said the JetBlue-American deal violates antitrust law. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Solving mysteries is hard. Streaming them isn't.
We need to know what happened.
There's someone else pulling the strings here.
This month, get in touch with your inner detective and stream the best selection of British mysteries during Mystery Month on BritBox.
That is interesting.
Watch entire series of fan favorites, including the newest seasons of Luther, Silent Witness, Father Brown, Vera, and more.
My lips are sealed.
No one does mystery like the Brits. Start streaming now with a free trial at BritBox.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang.
They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 56. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs level off around 77. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows around 49. Upper 70s, Friday, low 80s, Saturday with a chance for scattered storms.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 63.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's not just about the barrels and construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 56. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs level off around 77. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows around 49. Upper 70s, Friday, low 80s, Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently it's 63.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 9.